Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three. And it is gone! A 3-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you had the distinct pleasure of honoring Bill Parcells this weekend, you got to get Glassman. Call all 7s at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Hey, man, are you ready?
Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun indeed. Here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so I tweeted this out earlier, and there was some, you know, fun snark to it, whatever you call it, tongue-in-cheek on Twitter. But then I thought about it, and I was like, why not? It never hurts to ask, right? The only dumb question is the one you don't ask in this world. So, the Baltimore Ravens, they have a running back who is struggling with his ball security. He hasn't fumbled in one game or two games, but three games in a 3-point stance to open the season. Yes, 30-plus-year-old Derrick Henry can't hold on to the football just a couple months after they gave him $30 million extension with $25 million guaranteed. He looks like he could use a change of scenery. Things just aren't working out this year in Baltimore. Patriots have a running back who just fumbled twice in one game, but that was only one game. Maybe he needs a change of scenery. How about you call the Ravens and say, hey, can I interest you in a much younger, cheaper, lightly used running back? A lot more tread on the tires. I'll take that contract and that King Henry off your hands. And oh, by the way, King Henry, who did he have his greatest success with as a coach? Oh, that would be Mike Vrabel, who would be his head coach here. I'm guessing they wouldn't take that. But what if you made that same call and said, can I interest you in a Travion Henderson, a second-round running back, cheap money, explosive, put him in the backfield with Lamar Jackson? I'm just saying there's an opportunity here. Buy low on Derrick Henry. Bring him to New England.
Wow. The deal is one for one, I ask with a question mark at the end?
You know, we can negotiate. We can have calls. So, you know, phones work in two directions. I ask a question, you bring an answer. You ask a question, I bring an answer, kind of thing. Just saying, I think it puts it a little bit into perspective. We're freaking out about Ramondre Stevenson. We also think that Derrick Henry might be the best running back in football, one of the top three running backs in football.
Yeah, so why would you get...
He's fumbled three straight games. I think he's on the back nine. You might want to unload him, Baltimore. We're here to take him off your hands, baby. We'll make you an offer that you probably can refuse, but then we'll try with another offer and hope you don't refuse that one.
Oh, twist our arm and sweeten it fine. We'll throw in Pop Douglas, too.
Would you trade Fitzy? You are the biggest Travion Henderson fan on the planet. Would you trade Travion Henderson for Derrick Henry right now?
No.
Really?
No, I would not. Are you going to get 2 years of Derrick Henry for the potential of somebody who could be a multi-dynamic threat for your offense that has yet to even find its footing in his rookie season? No.
The Yellowbrook Road to Oz is paved with people with potential. I see a guy who is great on the other side. He, you know, the good news is, too, he seems to fumble only in big games with the game on the line. Luckily, in
New England. Yeah, in the fourth quarter, yeah.
Luckily, in New England, he probably won't play any big games with the game on the line for a couple of years. So, no, I just, it came to me. We're freaking out about Ramondre Stevenson, and Derrick Henry is like.
So, let's a guy that's fumbling, let's bring in another guy that's fumbling.
Ooh, have you ever heard those change of scenery trades, Ted? You know, two guys, they're both struggling where they are.
Will make all the difference in the world.
And he gets back with Vrabel, his guy.
Okay.
Vrabel's his guy.
Derrick Henry, running back, 31 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But he's a machine. He's not a regular 31-year-old. He's like 27 in Derrick Henry years or something. He's got a lot of tread left on the tire. Yes, Dan Ball.
You know what usually makes sense in a trade too is the
said he was on the back nine.
The fourth leading rusher in football for the 48th leading rusher in football. Those are deals that a lot of teams call even.
It's only up
one
from
for
here.
One for one.
It's only up from here. See, you're buying high on Derrick Henry. You're buying low on Ramondre Stevenson. They'll get a great deal. He'll be leading them. You don't think Ramondre Stevenson would be more productive if he got to go to the mesh point with Lamar Jackson? I think that would help him out a little.
Can I ask real quick, when you got your new truck a couple months ago,
did I hit my head?
I was going to say, did they bargain with you or did you haggle with them so much they're like, fine, we'll take your deal, just get off the lot?
Yeah, they gave me. No, I didn't get a great deal. I just needed a truck. I wanted a truck. I moved on.
Gotcha.
Okay, so you're telling me we're not going to get Derrick Henry?
No, but I like the creative problem solving, and I think that the idea of let's make a move for a running back is something that you should be exploring.
Did I shoot a little high?
I would go, yeah, kind of, you know how shoot for the moon, if you miss, you land in the stars kind of thing? Shoot for a star.
Yeah. I was shooting for a star. His name's Derrick Henry. He's a superstar. I want him in the backfield.
But he fumbles all the time, so he's a depreciating asset, just what the Patriots need.
Yeah, we'll fix that up here.
All right, there you go.
I tried. I was trying to find a running back.
You found one. You found a hell of a running back, one of the best that we've seen of a generation. I would just shoot a little lower than that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be 17 guys that will ultimately fill in for Christian McCaffrey over the course of the next year. They end up going on to wonderful careers elsewhere after they fill in for him. Just pick up one of those guys.
You want to do over? Do you want to like start another 3-point?
No, I don't.
Are you offering him a 3-point mulligan? I love it.
I want Derrick Henry.
Were you thinking about this all morning long?
I did tweet it early this morning, and then I was thinking, I was like, why not?
Okay.
There's no dumb questions.
Third time was the charm. Third time was the charm, because you tweeted it, and then people probably went after you. Then you ran it by me, and I went after you, and you said, you know what? Let's throw it out there to the audience. This will stick.
Genius truly does walk alone.
Apparently.
Yes, it does. And it tweets alone, too.
Here's a side question before we move on. And, Ted, I want to hear from you. Do you think that there's a realistic possibility that the Patriots add a running back, maybe not even ahead of this week, but in the weeks to come based on the state of the position, or are they running with this group?
I think, by all indication, is that they're going to love the ones they're with. And that's to me, a little bit disconcerting. You know, you kind of – You thought maybe after 2 weeks that maybe they would bring in kickers to try out. You would think that they would maybe bring in running backs to try out, just to kind of put a little fire under these guys, just to show a little bit to them that, hey, this is a culture of accountability. I'm trying to establish a culture here. And guys, you cannot just continually make mistakes and expect to go out there and play. And so I would like them to do that, Daniel, but I don't think the way Mike's talking is if that's even on the table.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on that. By the way, some quick live reactions. 508, I'll have what Hart is smoking. Yeah. Maybe the dumbest take outside of Wiggy giving Cam $30 million on the station, which is a good point. We are all now dumber after listening to that 3-point stance from the 603.
And you went to Tufts. You know how hard it is to get into Tufts?
No, I know. I've heard. Yeah. Time and time again.
You went to Tufts College.
You have to be creative. You can't be afraid to spitball.
Creative?
I am an idea man. Not all ideas are home runs. Let's go to Rick in Plymouth. I just, you know, while we're reading the text line and all the reactions on YouTube, why don't we get a live reaction? I'm sure this is not going to go well for me, but Rick in Plymouth, what are your thoughts?
I almost went off the road when I heard that. Are you kidding me? Want to trade Trevion Henderson, who's probably one of the future of the running backs on this team, for an aging, overpriced running back that still can't hang on to the football? I mean, what are you running the Bruins now or something? Don Sweeney wouldn't make that deal.
That's a good line, Rick. Thanks for the call.
I love that Rick just felt so compelled to call in. You know, it just fired him up. He probably, what's gotten Rick excited, these days? Yep. Probably not much, but that
You're welcome, Rick.
Take just
you
lie in the
You are welcome. Glad I could help everybody out. Have a little more Thank energy you. At their 3:10 coffee break.
Are you not
I gotta. I gotta say, honestly, like I feel more emboldened and empowered to just make my 3-point stances going forward more absurd after that. But so be careful what you wish for, Hart.
Look forward to that.
Yeah, no, no kidding. By the way, one last chime in, and then we can move on to Fitzy's. Somebody from the 207 requested this drop.
I'll give you my crap, and you give me your best player.
He's not their best player. That's Lamar Jackson, so that doesn't even make sense, Stiz.
Yeah, he fumbles all the time. He basically sucks. All right, let's leave this one here. Fitzy, save us. Are you ready?
Yes, and mine does involve Derrick Henry to a degree, but I have couched mine in reality.
Oh, wow, what a refreshing stance. Here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if you folks had a chance last night. You got a lot of things to get back to after a big, thorough, frustrating at times, Patriot-style Sunday fun day. But if you happen to have watched Monday Night Football, which many people, including the host of our show, who wants to trade Derrick Henry for Ramondre Stevenson, Andy Hart, thought was going to be a lopsided affair, you were wrong, and you missed an absolute dandy. Because last night, the Detroit Lions, embattled after losing both of their coordinators, their vaunted coordinators to head coaching jobs this year, Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson, drove into Baltimore last night, a very hostile place to play, and played the kind of football, the style of football, I think any coach, any analyst, any fan, any child, anybody would be proud of and want their team to play. They kicked ass. They moved the Baltimore Lions off the ball time and again. They went into a tough house with a tough-ass football team, and they were the toughest team and the toughest people out there on the field last night. It was awesome. It was so Dan Campbell, damn it, I couldn't stand it. It was just such an awesome, awesome, awesome affair to witness. The play calling by John Morton, who filled in for Ben Johnson, was great. Kelvin Shepard, the emoting he did on the sidelines, the hugging, the high-fiving he did, absolutely spectacular. I said back in 2021, after the Lions draft, the Patriots needed to use them as a North Star. Watching that game last night, hey, Patriots, that's the kind of football you need to be playing.
Yeah, you also need that kind of talent, too.
Okay, but I said back in 2021, the Lions had like the best draft, getting Penei Sewell, getting Amon-Ra St. Brown, getting linemen. Like they had an awesome draft, and that was the base that they set to grow out of the basement to become relevant.
Those are great moves, but I think Jared Goff was the key.
Jared Goff proving he's not just Ben Johnson's puppet or whatever.
You hate Jared Goff more than you hate traffic.
I do not like Jared Goff. Also,
he's
Ted.
I didn't like him either, but he's growing on me. He's starting to become.
The results have to grow on you. Like sooner or later, when you see him succeeding, you have to say, maybe I need to give him a second chance. Mine was going back to the Patriots Super Bowl. He fell down next to Kyle Van Noy, buzzed his tower, and he fell to his knees. I thought he was the biggest loser on the planet.
Yeah, then he was.
I was also just thinking, Ted, you gave me the opportunity for a redo. I'm not going to take it, but listening to Fitzy talk about the Lions, that's a team that has two running backs that shares the load. Jameer Gibbs would look good in a Patriots uniform.
Yeah, you know that what? Jameer Gibbs for Antonio Gibson. Let's see if they'll take it.
Also, but, I do a quick apology to, I thought Dan Campbell might fall on his face this year, get exposed. The opposite has happened. Dan Campbell has the Lions among the best teams in football without coordinators.
I'm surprised they've lost a game playing that way. I mean, there's some odd things. I mean, Green Bay lost to the Browns, which is crazy. But
I know.
My comeback player of the year,
Hutch.
Yeah, my guy that I picked, Aiden Hutchinson, that's looking pretty good right now. The guy's an animal.
He is an animal. But that's what I mean. That's where that's a talented football team with an aggressive coach who built a culture and built a style of play and confidence and accountability and all those things. And
guys love playing for you. You can just tell.
And then you look at the other side, and the Ravens, I believe they set a record for most points scored through 3 weeks by a team with a losing record. They've scored like 111 points, and they're 1-2 right now.
How's that defense? Yikes.
Not great.
But Swiss also, cheese. like one of the things people were concerned about, guys, in addition to the loss of the coordinators, and again, I cannot stress enough how fun it was to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch Kelvin Shepard out there ready to go run through a brick wall himself. The Lions were I can't believe the Lions were the tougher, more aggressive team. Yeah, but they also lost their starting center. Frank Ragnow was the best center in football. And the interior of the line, people thought would implode on the Lions. And instead, through the draft and free agency, they found a way to rebuild the offensive line. And look at the way that they just blew through the Baltimore Ravens last night. David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, that is my favorite 1-2 punch in football. Man.
Andy, which crap are we giving the Lions for Jahmyr Gibbs?
What do they need? Whatever they want. Actually, you can pick the roster. You can I'll do like a Breslau. I'll put like five guys aside, and you can have anyone else on the roster, kind of thing.
Perfect. There you go. Let's see, Marcus Bryant. I know he's up and coming. I'm trying to think of who's really useful for them. But
now it's gone. This has gone too far. Now you're being mean.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. I'm the one with the stupid take today. All right, Ted. Are you ready?
Okay. I am. But I want to ask the group here a question first. It's dealer's choice. Do you want me to talk about Drake May and compare him to other quarterbacks, or do you want to talk about one, DeMario Douglas and Efton Chisholm?
DeMario Douglas.
Okay.
Let's beat up on him.
Here we go.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, DeMario Douglas in this game was just not good. Not good. And the fact that they went to him on that fourth down play is amazing to me. Do you know who was out there in the field during that on that play? You had Hunter Henry. You had Steph Diggs, you had Kayshon Booty, you had Travion Henderson. All those guys have way more production than DeMario Douglas. DeMario Douglas is second to last on the team behind Antonio Gibson in catches. He's only got 5 catches for 13 yards, 2.3 yards per reception. Besides not running the route deep enough on that fourth down play, you heard Mark Schlaer did an excellent job of going through that interception before halftime where DeMario Douglas kind of got washed and knocked around, and so he didn't get to where he needed to go, and so the corner was never threatened in the flat, and so he could slough back and intercept the ball very, very easy. DeMario Douglas, to me, needs to take a seat. It is Efton Chisholm time. I want to see some crossing routes. I want to see some fight. DeMario Douglas goes down way too easy. He never breaks tackles. It's been a huge disappointment, and it's time to at least sit him down and give someone else a chance.
And I just want to piggyback on that a little bit. He also seemingly has the worst relationship with Drake May of anybody. They're never, in line. They're never,
targets,
rolling.
5 catches.
Yeah.
By far the worst completion percentage to that receiver. Yes.
And just sometimes he's crossing and you're like, did he throw it behind him or was he supposed to sit down? Like, you're not even sure who you want to criticize. You just know for two guys that have been together for a year and a half now and knew that it was probably going to be a key relationship, there is no, there's not, there's no rapport there. There's, they don't jive together very well.
They don't. And in that one, so he had two catches or one catch in the game. And remember he goes down so easy.
Oh yeah.
His knee, you blow on him and he goes down. So just not a very, I don't understand the fascination with him in this offense. I don't get it. You do not go to your least productive player in the biggest, most critical time of the game. And we'll talk more and more in TED Talk about that one particular play. There's a lot to analyze on that.
Yes, Dan Ball?
Ted, you were part of winning cultures in winning locker rooms with winning players, right?
I was, bub.
Does this answer sound like a guy who personifies that? Go ahead, Stiz.
It was a play. It wasn't designed for anything. It was just...
Did you think you were at the first down?
Not.
Or you didn't know where
you were? Yeah, I was somewhere by it. I know I was somewhere by it because we only had 2 yards.
So you knew you probably had to make a play, I'm guessing.
Yeah, facts.
It was a play with a chuckle at the end. Is that what you'd want to hear?
The giggle is just unacceptable for
me. Well, you listen to that answer. You know what it sounded like. Like, just he didn't know what to say. Like, he didn't realize, oh, guys, people are going to come to my locker room and ask me questions about that play? Oh, okay, I'm taking off, I'm taken by surprise. He's got to know he's going to be asked about that, and that's the answer he gives. That's a non-answer. That's a terrible answer.
And if I'm Josh McDaniels, who we'll talk to on Friday here on WEEI Afternoons, so my slot receiver is saying, well, it's a play. It's not really designed for anything.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels has to, like, want to rip out his hair. You know how much time Josh McDaniels spent?
Yes. Josh McDaniels,
He spends his whole life trying to design plays for situations and defenses and adjustments. And one of his supposed key receivers is like, it's just a play. It's not really designed for anything.
And this is a reoccurring problem. Last year, there was a game in which DeMario Douglas was short of the sticks on an important time in the game. And was partly, the reason why they lost that game last year.
Worst instincts or football IQ awareness. I don't know what you want to call it, but whatever it is, it's bad with him. It is very bad. And that's why I know a lot of people are on the Efton Chisholm train. I'm not so much on the Efton Chisholm train as I am move on from Pop Douglas. Like, give somebody else a shot. Yeah, it's about getting him away.
Well, if you get rid of him, who's going to fill in? And I think you got a guy ready to go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Anyone know where Kyle Williams has been hanging out? Anyone heard from him at all?
He had a catch the other day.
Yeah. A little nice 8-yard out.
He should get some opportunities moving forward, hopefully, as he builds a rapport with Drake May that looks better than the rapport that is lacking between Drake May and Pop Douglas. All right, that's going to do it for the 3-point stances. It's funny. We bullied one host, and we just kind of talked about the points that the other two made. Don't know. That doesn't go unnoticed from some people here. We bullied somebody today. That's hurtful.
Well, one of them earned it today.
What's that about the truth?
It's true. 617-779-7937. If you want to react to the 3-point stances, you want to bully me for my thoughts on trading for, Derrick Henry, King Henry, one of the best running backs in the NFL to help fill a need. Coming up here on
three fumbles.
He does. Three fumbles. Three straight games with fumbles for Derrick Henry, so he might be available. Don't mock me. I heard the tone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.